Hey, it's Norv.
Hey, Norv. Can you get us started by telling us what you've seen from the Patriots on film this week?
Pardon me?
Can you get us started by telling us what you have seen from the Patriots on film this week?
Well, like that, we've seen an awfully good football team. They're, you know, undoubtedly one of the most complete teams in the league. Playing great on offense, obviously leading the league in scoring. Defensively, the thing you look for, I think, is what we're all trying to get done is get better each week as you go through the season, particularly early, and certainly they're doing that defensively. And obviously, it's the best special teams group we will have played against to this point. So I'm extremely impressed.
North, given the struggles that you guys have had on special teams, what is your level of concern when you mention the Patriots being the best special teams group you've seen to this point?
Well, there's no question there's a concern. You know, we've as I said, we've been working hard to fix the problems we've had. And, you know, we've had a lot of players shuffling in and out of here in terms of whether it's injuries or getting the right guys to do what we need to do. We feel we've made improvement. Obviously, from the first two or three games, this game will give us a little bit of a feel how much we've improved.
When you look on film and you see a guy like Jerod Mayo have 18 tackles, what jumps out to you about the way he's playing?
Our connection is real great. Just a little louder, okay?
Sorry. When you look on film and you see Jerod Mayo have 18 tackles, what jumps out to you about the way he's playing and why he's able to be so productive?
Well, he looks like, you know, he's always in such great control, and looks like he has a pretty good idea where the ball's going before it does. And then I think when you see a linebacker playing at that level, as I said, I think they're doing a great job up front of keeping people off him, and that the big defensive lineman. I think they just do as good a job as anybody of keeping people off those linebackers and letting them play.
There are a lot of questions in terms of Antonio Gates' availability. Where do things stand now, and how do you see that playing out?
We truly are on a day-to-day. I don't anticipate Antonio practicing today. I hope he can get some work tomorrow. That would help a great deal in clearing up where he's at. But, it's a day-to-day thing, and right now I'm just hopeful that he would be able to play. I'm not, obviously you have to make plans for if he was not able to play.
Norv, how do you make sense of these statistics around your team, say total offense, total defense, compared to your one-loss record? Because if you looked at just yards, it would seem you guys would be, the record would be a lot better. How do you make sense of that?
Well, statistics are obviously can be real misleading, and we've done a lot of good things. We've done a lot of good things in terms of stopping people in stretches, and we've obviously done a lot of good things in moving the football. But statistics, when you're giving up. When you give up three or four returns like we have, your defense isn't on the field as much. Your offense goes back on, so you get more opportunities. So that sways the stats a little bit. There's no question that does. And then the key statistics, we know we've already, I think, turned the ball over more than we did a year ago. We fumbled the ball inside the 20, I think, three times and lost all three. So you're not, when you do that, you're not putting points on the board, and that ends up obviously hurting you at the end of the game.
North. Phil was just saying he understands there's a sense of urgency going into this game. Do you get a sense of desperation in your locker room entering this weekend?
Well, I don't like the term sense of desperation because I don't know that you operate at the highest level you can when you have a sense of desperation. I think there's a great sense of urgency, but I really believe our preparation has been good and our guys we've been in similar situations, and our guys have done a good job of responding, and they know it's about, going out and playing at preparing the right way and then going out and playing at a high level. When you get, as I said, if you start in that mindset of being desperate, I think you start doing things that keep you from doing accomplishing what you want. There's no question that you have to have a sense of urgency.
Norv, can you just go back to what you had mentioned about the turnovers? Something about having maybe more than you had all last year. Was that just specific to lost fumbles that you were talking about?
Well, it's in the number of, obviously we've lost more fumbles than we did last year, and we're close to the number. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but the point being, you know, the fumbles and where they've occurred, they always get you. But we had one inside our own 20 against Kansas City, and then, as I said, we've had three inside the 20, one on the one-yard line, one on the six-yard line in games we've lost. So we've fumbled the ball more than you know, we ever have in this short a period of time, and we do have new guys handling the ball.
Related to that, Norv, this is Michael Vega, the Boston Globe. I mean, your offense certainly has undergone, you know, some changes in personnel, certainly, and so has the Patriots. But theirs seems to have come in midstream, you know, with the trade of Randy Moss, obviously the trade of Lawrence Maroney, the acquisition of Deion Branch. How impressed are you that, you know, they seem to still operate, you know, at a decent rhythm, at a decent pace, and a productive one?
Well, I think when you have a system and guys know the system and have been in it for a while, which obviously the guys who are playing have been in the system, it gives you a chance to do that. It's no different than, you know, what's hard was when you lose guys, you know, obviously Vincent Jackson's not here. Legadu Nani plays, takes his place and is playing good. Then you lose him, and then Patrick Creighton's come in, and he's a guy, he went in and played good against St. Louis, but he's a guy that I think we got the week before the season started, and he hasn't been in our system 3 years or 2 years or gone through all the little things. So there's things that come up, you know, in practice, and there's things that come in the game that he's, you know, he doesn't have the same rapport with Phillip that, say, Buster Davis and Nane or even, you know, obviously Malcolm Floyd would have.
In talking about the special teams, you kind of talked about some of the things that have been troublesome for your team this year. What specifically can you pinpoint has been the most, you know, pressing concern for you on special teams?
Well, the biggest thing, you know, as we started the season and through the first two or three games, was our coverage teams. And as I said, we probably have on our kickoff team, we probably have five different guys, three or four of them that weren't here when we started the season, that we've put in there because we needed to get better. You know, we had to back-to-back punts blocked in the Raider game, and, you know, it was a mental error, you know, made by the same player on two plays, and you know, you have 10 guys executing the way you'd want, and one doesn't, it affects everybody. So that's why I'm talking about, you look at those issues and you say, well, here's what we have to do to fix them, and I think we have made progress.
Okay, Coach, thanks a lot. We appreciate
it. See you Sunday.
Yep, there you go.